What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington.
F Tom Brady. You know what? I take it back.
TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
Hey, man, our intro hard. I don't care what nobody say. Whoever thought of that at Fox Radio, y'all pat yourselves on the back. That intro is hard. Vito, I ain't never said it. I don't think any of us has ever said it. But that intro, that thing hard, Vito. Kudos to you, Vito. Pat yourself on the back if you're listening, Vito. Up on Game, we broadcast live.
Is Sam working today? Sam and Ryan been on vacation for like a month. Like, what's going on over there?
Hey, I don't know. They just need to know we broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. And unmatched selections, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yeah, that intro hard, though, Vito. You,
no doubt.
You did your thing with that, Vito. Again, pat yourself on the back. College football. It's going to be our last segment on college football, Plex. What do you think college football playoff will be expanding to 12 teams starting with the 24-25 season? What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's a great opportunity for Michigan State to get in the top 12.
That's all you care about, huh?
That's really all I care about, man. I want to see my prestigious university have the opportunity to compete for a national championship. I really do. But on the flip side of it, I just think it brings a great opportunity for all the schools. And the opportunity, maybe we will see HBCU.
You don't, now if Prime's not there, nah.
Why not?
That's not going to happen.
You don't think HBCU can make the top 12?
Nah. If Prime stays at Jackson State, possibly, but no chance.
Why does Prime have to remain at Jackson State for HBCU to compete to win a national championship?
Are they going to have those caliber type of players to where they can compete? I mean, number one, they would have to go undefeated. Number two, they would have to I'm talking when Prime leaves, like another HBCU. I just don't know if that's realistic. Now, 12 teams, I think that's a bit much. Look at the amount of games these kids are going to be playing now.
What do you mean? The schedule doesn't get any longer.
Why doesn't it? You playing you have 12 teams playing now. So does anybody get a bye? If you guys, like, correct me if, as we're speaking.
I mean, it's still going to be the same exact schedule as the top four get in.
So if one will play 12, two will play 11, three Bob will play 10, play so forth, so on. No, I'm saying, I'm asking, is that how it's going to be?
That's the wrong way to go about it, though.
Okay, so the top four will get a bye. So that means five will now play 12.
Well, they shorten the season. They'll shorten the regular season.
They're not going to. So you're going to take out conference games. I don't know if that's going to happen. I just don't know if I'm okay with college kids playing all these extra games.
Why?
Considering the it's on your body, the rest period. Like,
oh, man, come on, TJ, don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Man.
When we played, when me and you were playing, we're playing 10, 11 games. Now they're playing 12 and 13.
Well, actually, I played, 12 or 13?
I think we went 11 and 1, so we played 12.
We
might have gone 12 and 1. I don't know if.
You went 12 and 1 at Oregon State?
Yeah. I mean, y'all think it's a game. That's what I'm trying to tell you. 12 and 1. Me and, yeah.
Who's your quarterback again?
The coach of Oregon State right now, Jonathan Smith.
I didn't ask you that. I said, who's your quarterback? Who's
Jonathan Smith. He the coach at Oregon State now, head coach.
Is he?
Yeah.
Shout out to Jonathan Smith for putting over you and Ocho.
Yeah, 12-1, baby. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We wasn't playing. And the game we lost was on the last second field goal, bro. Never forget it. Never forget it.
You was out there fighting again?
I was mad because our kicker missed the field goal to win it.
And what was your kicker name?
Ryan Sesker. I remember that, too. I remember that, too.
Ryan Sesker. I don't know where you at, man, but
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Your boy going at your chest right now.
I mean, he was a good kicker, though. Man. Hey, I will give him his props. That was the only kick he missed all year. So he got it. He got his act
together.
Don't
sound like you're giving him props, though.
No, you asked me who missed. I wasn't, you know. Okay. That was the only kick he missed all year. We had a successful season, man.
Tune up.
Nah, you know me. He had a good year. I'm going to say what I want to say, but I'm going to give credit where credit is due. That's one thing that I will do. But the college football playoff expanding to 12 teams, there's always you look at it and say, okay, it's four teams right now. Oh, who's going to be the four teams this year? Oh, man, if TCU loses, they deserve to get in. Alabama should be in. Ohio State should be in. When you go to 12 teams, it's going to be the same thing.
Somebody's going to win the national championship that is not supposed to be in because it's going to be the same as the 2007 New York Giants when they got into the playoff for the world for the wild card, and you go 4-0.
It will now. I believe we will see some teams win some games that you don't expect. I obviously believe that will be the case. It's good for college football to bring more excitement in as about everything. It's more money. And so if it's more money, we're going to do it.
They're putting it on TV.
Yeah, of course. And so, and you know what this is also going to prevent? This will prevent now I'm not playing on my bowl game. I'm going to get ready for the draft. That's going to prevent that. Because now 12 teams in the college football playoff, those kids that are quote-unquote getting ready for the draft, they're going to play now. They're not going to get ready. They're going to play that game.
I don't agree with that at all.
What? Name one kid since the college football playoff started that pulled out and said they weren't playing, they were going to get ready for the draft. Name one. Just one.
I know a couple, but I'm not going to say their name on the radio.
I don't recall a kid. Now, maybe he said he was injured or whatever.
I know a couple right
but
now.
But I can't recall a player saying, you know, I'm going to get ready for the NFL draft. I'm not going to play in this college football playoff.
What you mean? It's been going on for like the last 10 years. That's the new trend of these kids.
It is. What
if
I'm
they have
saying
the opportunity
is,
to be a first-round pick, well, why would you play in a bowl game? It makes zero sense.
You're not listening. The college football playoff, those four teams has been consistently Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, whoever it is out of those four teams, you tell me one player from that team that is pulled out. That has not happened. Now, the other bowl games, yes.
You know what? I haven't done my research on that, but I think you're incorrect.
I don't know. So
I believe that you are.
I haven't. I don't recall
I
ever
have to pull
seeing
it up
a,
and look
a top
at it,
player from one of those teams say, yeah, I'm going to just get ready for the NFL draft when you have a chance to win a national championship. Those kids almost always play. And so,
well, I mean, that's a different category, though. If you have an opportunity to play for a national championship,
and that's
the kids
my point.
Want to play.
And that's my point. So
but,
now you expand to 12
teams. But if you're the number 10, 11, or 12 team,
you still have a chance.
In, you do. But if you're a top five or top 10 pick, then why would you risk opportunity?
They've still been playing. You trust and believe.
You know
no
what?
Quarterback
we have
is ever going
to
gonna pull out.
We have to do some research on that topic.
No quarterback really is ever going to pull out. You know, he would be ostracized. He's not a leader, yada, yada. That will never happen. And so if a quarterback isn't going to do it, he's probably going to talk his receiver or not. I just don't see it happening. And so that could also be something that the powers that be have thought about. How can we just try to stabilize and prevent these kids from, quote unquote, opting out of the bowl game? Ah, let's add more teams. We add more teams, we get our best players playing. We can continue to demand the amount of money that we're demanding. That could also be a way that they thought about this, but it's always better for the players. It's more notoriety. You might get a kid that his stocks improves playing in these games. Fingers crossed you don't have that type of injury. But yeah, it's expanding to 12 teams. It will be interesting to see how this plays out as they move forward and who opts out, who doesn't opt out, who stays to play. But there's always going to be teams. Oh, man, we're number 13. We should have been in over the 12th team.
The Beavers. They'll be 13.
Hey, you know what's crazy? You over here hating on my Beavers, man. We've been better than y'all.
Beavers, man.
We've been better than y'all the last handful. Since Jonathan Smith got there.
Beaver.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of cow dung.
Man, he's turned that team around. So kudos to Jonathan. He out in Florida recruiting right now. Go get some of them boys out to Florida and bring them on down to Corvallis. Yeah, he in Florida right now. Talked to him last night. Yeah.
Yo, man, this guy TJ, man, knows everybody. He is connected in ways that you would not understand.
Hey, Plex,
he knows everybody.
Hey, I'm a nice person. I treat people how I would like to be treated. If you don't treat me that way, then I'm done with you. But I'm genuinely a nice guy.
Kiss my arse.
Until you piss me off. I'm nice to everybody, man. Because, people will see you and myself and LeVar when we were playing and they want a picture, they want an autograph. Like, who are we? We're just fortunate enough to have a talent to play football and they want a picture. Yep, one more time. They want a picture, bow, or an autograph. So I'm going to be as nice as possible to that person because why would they want a picture with me just because I played a sport? Like, that's always been.
Or maybe you got a child in the Netherlands. I don't know.
Hey, Virgil, yeah, I don't know, bro. But they, hey, I don't know. But I just always, like, maybe and I won't name names. Dude, I'll never forget, man, like, I wasn't playing in Cincinnati, and we would go out to, like, the mall or different places. And people would come ask for autographs. And the dudes would say no. And at the time, I wasn't playing, so they didn't want my autograph. And I would just look at these kids and some of their parents as they would walk away, like, wow.
They didn't want your autograph.
They didn't know who I was. It was like my rookie.
Man, you had the best hair from the 2000s.
I had just gotten there.
You and Troy.
They didn't know who I was. And so I never forgot the looks on some of those kids and those parents' faces. And I mean, I didn't say anything. Like, when they would walk away, I'd be like, bro, why? Just sign an autograph. Nah, I'm out. Like, if you don't want to be hounded and approached, cover yourself up. Like, I just always felt like that was wrong. And so anytime anybody asks me for an autograph or a picture, I always do it because we just played football. Like, who are we? We just played a sport. And I've never said no to something. That's just me, though. Everybody's not like that. That's just me.
I say no all the time.
I don't care because I don't put myself above others. Now, as long as you treat me that way, we good to go. As soon as you do something, now we got a problem. Now I'm uncontrollable.
Unfortunately for me, a guy like myself, you know what? I can't sign your autograph when I'm indulging in some sautéed spinach or some halibut or some macaroni and cheese, and you walk up to me and ask for autograph. I mean, what are we
if doing I'm
here?
Eating, I'll say, before I leave, I'll take a picture, I'll sign this autograph.
And an occasional crab cake. I mean, what are we doing here? Can I enjoy my food?
I get your point. Now we gonna get into some NFL. We gonna get into Deshaun Watson. We gonna get into some Bengals and the Chiefs. But I gotta let you know we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. If you didn't already know that, we'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. NFL. Deshaun Watson has not played a game in almost 700 days. We're going to talk about that when we come back. How he's anticipating this. Bro, almost 700 days.
That's a long time.
You know how long that is? You know how excited he's going to be? We'll talk about that when we get back. Fox Sports Radio up on game. LaVar isn't here, but we holding it down. LaVar is being honored. Plaxico Burress, TJ Mazzotta, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, welcome back to Up On Game. I'm TJ Uchmanzada, got my dog Plaxico with me. LaVar, again, he isn't in. We are broadcasting live from TireRack.com studios. Welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own. We're going to get to them in a minute. Backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Lifetime warranty. Free home delivery. BigGreenEgg.com. Now listen, Big Green Egg.
Big Green
myself,
Egg.
Myself, Plaxico Burress.
Has surpassed us.
Now we still got Christmas. Whoever's listening, man, y'all connect us with somebody at Big Green Egg, man. Y'all need to reach out to us, man. We've been hounding y'all, man. Like we in high school trying to get a date or something, you really ignoring us. You just telling us no.
I got some birds to roast, man. Smoke, fry, whatever we do. I got some birds that need to go on this Big Green Egg.
Hey, Big Green Egg, man. Y'all need to holler at us ASAP, okay? ASAP. We would appreciate that. Now, almost 700 days, Plex. Ooh. 700 days since Deshaun Watson has played a football game. That will end tomorrow. As he goes back to the team that drafted him, the Houston Texans, he brings this Cleveland Browns team that has – they have playoff aspirations, slim, but they're still in the playoff hunt somewhat. What do you expect from him emotionally? How do you think he'll be and how he'll handle that?
Man, first of all, I'm happy for him. Everything that he's been through for the past – 2 years, 700 days playing football. It's going to be an exciting time for him to put the cleats on, man, and walk on the field and just get back to some normalcy of life and playing the game that he loves. What do I expect from him? I think he's going to light it up.
Really?
I really do. Jacoby Brissett, I thought that the Cleveland Browns would be better this year for the first 11 games or where they are at now. And I actually picked them to be the second team in the division.
Who was the first team? But,
Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, just making sure
Bengals
you
went to win the AFC North.
Just making sure you went
ahead. I did pick the Cincinnati Bengals to win the AFC North.
All right.
Still Nation, I still love you. But with that being said, it's going to be – he's going to be nervous, but at the same time, he has an opportunity to really, like, get everything that's happened to him off his shoulders, off his back, and to get the opportunity to play football again. And I think that he's absolutely going to go out and light it up tomorrow.
It'll be some nervousness, some anxiousness tonight. He'll wake up in the morning.
He ain't going to sleep tonight.
He'll have a hard time eating pregame meal. He'll just be chewing. That anxiousness that comes with having played in a while, that's going to be there. I'm assuming early on he may sell some throws. Just the anxiousness of that as well. They probably should come out, get Nick Chubb established, throw some screen passes, throw a hitch. Just easy completions just so he can kind of calm himself down. And then after that, I don't know how well he'll do this game. He is playing a Texans team that they're not very good offensively.
Isn't it ironic, though?
I believe, honestly, I really believe that's why the suspension was 11 games. So I truly believe that's the case.
The way they operate.
Yes. Petty.
it's disgusting, man. It really is.
Yeah, it's so.
There's never been an 11 game suspension in history. Maybe 6 games, 8 games, or 10 games, but 11.
Yeah, it's ironic to say the least. But his eyes, and to me, that's the biggest thing. Is his eyes will need to catch up to the speed of the game. Like you can practice and you can say you're ready. But until you're actually in the game, you don't realize how fast the game is being played. And so I don't believe it's going to be as seamless as you do. I believe it's going to be some ebbs and some flows.
He's an elite quarterback. He's a top five quarterback in the business.
You haven't played a game in such a long time that it's going to take some time. They'll win the game because they're a better team. It's moving forward after that. And after that game, I believe he should use these last six games to really propel him and springing forward to next season.
And they're playing in Houston tomorrow?
Yes. And wow. Which may note it's just but the NFL is petty alive, about that. Man. But it's good, though. It makes for good TV because I'm going to watch part of that game. I'm not going to watch all of it, but I'm going to watch some of it. I'm for sure going to watch his first drive. I want to see what he does, how he handles it, his emotions. I want to see that.
I mean, mentally, I can't understand or maybe have an idea of what he's going to go through on the sideline or what people are going to be saying, the fans and of that nature. But he's going to have to.
Oh, he's going to get some.
He's going to have some armadillo skin tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. They're going to say some things. And it is what it is. It's water off a duck's back. Even if this wasn't the case with everything that's transpired with Deshaun Watson, fans are going to say stuff. You know how you talk back? You put them in a place by putting up points. That's your talk
and
back.
The Houston Texans are what? The worst team in football?
By far and away, Bryce Young will be their quarterback next year.
Two or three years ago, he said he didn't want to pay for the organization. All these things happen. And in retrospect, they're the worst team in football.
So that will be interesting. I'll tune in to watch that. I want to touch on this. Man, watching the New England Patriots play, watching offensive play calling, watching Mac Jones – kind of lose it about the play calling. It's almost unfathomable that Bill Belichick, as great a – and Bill Belichick is a fantastic coach that was fortunate enough to have Tom Brady, but Tom Brady was also
Say it again.
That was fortunate enough to have Tom Brady.
There you go.
But Tom Brady was fortunate to have him because Bill, I believe, really taught Tom – how to understand the game of football on both sides of the ball. That's critical. I don't believe if Tom doesn't get drafted by the Patriots and learn under Bill, I'm not sure he's the player that we know him as today. Okay. But that happened. Tom Brady, for me, if we're going to give out the credit percent-wise, 65-35, 70-30 to Brady. That's just me. Because you give me the best game plan in the world. If I can't execute it, is it the best game plan in the world? Absolutely not. They're 6-6. Their season is practically over. Bro, what was Belichick thinking? Naming Patricia, the offensive coordinator, or Joe Judge, we assume it's Patricia. What was he thinking, man? Like, that offense, like, dude, I'm going to go to one play in the game. Their left tackle, Trent Brown, cuts the end. Yep. Plaxico. It wasn't even quick game. It wasn't quick game. It was a drop back pass. Like, right. Why are you cutting? Like, their stuff is not meshing. It's not fitting. I don't understand what they're doing. This dude did a cut block as an offensive lineman, and your quarterback is doing a drop back pass, not a quick game. Make that make sense.
Is Phil Jackson without Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Shaq, Kobe, no.
Hey, listen, Bill Belichick is a great coach. I really believe that he's a great coach. But everybody keeps saying, like, he made Tom Brady. Well, we'll make you another one.
Hey, I say that all the time. If you made me, make another me.
Yeah, make you another one. The New England Patriots right now, where they're at, man, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're just not. Mac Jones is not the guy. I think Bailey Zappi is the better quarterback at this point in the season.
You think so?
I really do.
Listen, I'm going to say. Look at what Mac Jones did last year with a real offensive coordinator. That's all I'm going to say.
So the New England Patriots don't have an offensive coordinator this year. Allegedly, they don't. So who's the offensive coordinator? So how does Matt Patricia be the defensive coordinator for all those years in New England, the defensive coordinator, and they had a top five defense. He goes to the Detroit Lions. He's out in two seasons, and now he's back in New England, and he's allegedly the offensive coordinator.
That's when you, as Bill Belichick, I'm smarter than everybody else. Nobody knows what I know. I'm going to do this.
And does Joe Judge have a position? What is his position?
He's a coach on offense.
And the Patriots are 6-6.
6-6. Season is practically over because the Dolphins are doing well. The Jets are doing well. They're not winning the division. They're not going to win a wild card. Not in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking at.
The debate has been settled. Who deserved more credit? Oh, we shouldn't give out credit. Why not? That's the way this world works. Tom Brady deserves the majority of the credit, and everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. If you say it's Bill Belichick, you don't want to ruffle feathers.
Majority.
Yeah.
He was New England. You're sitting there and you're looking at it.
But you
nothing
can't,
has changed in New England.
But we have to give Bill his credit. Defensively, he does a really good job. But what the knowledge that he gave Brady, that has to play a part in it. He gave Brady knowledge on both sides of the ball. That plays a part in it.
He coached him, TJ. Knowledge. You're right. And then he went to Tampa Bay and won a world championship.
First year.
Why is Bill Belichick not winning along the same lines when Tom Brady was there? Say it again.
If you made me,
make
go
you
make another
one.
Me. And I get it. To me, Brady, I was saying this for when Brady was in New England. I was saying this on Fox, on FS1. I was saying this, that Brady deserves the majority of the credit. Years ago, all this has done is confirm what I've been saying. So that's just Patriots, New England Patriots fans. You guys are a good franchise. It's been a great franchise for over 20 years. But Matt Patricia as your offensive coordinator, and he couldn't do anything as a head coach of the Detroit Lions. I don't know what to tell you. But I know what I am going to tell you. We got some updates. TCU, they struggling. Ilo, what you got for us?
Indeed, TCU ranked third in the nation to the Big 12 championship game, but right now trailing 10th-ranked Kansas State.
K-State is into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown for Will Howard, and the Wildcats have their first lead in the title game. 10-16 to go. It is 13-7.
The call on KMAN, a radio station that was named after me, by the way. Kansas State up 14-7 over TCU. 3 minutes and 49 seconds left to play in the first half of the Big 12 championship game. Kansas State has the ball right now, first and 10 at its 31-yard line. But remember, TCU has 7 come-from-behind wins this year, tied for the most in college football.
Soccer breakdown in 3, 2, 1.
In the knockout round of the World Cup today, the Netherlands kicked Team USA in its nether regions.
Daley Blind gets the cross in. Free header backside. Third goal for the Dutch. Dumfries assisted the first two, scores the third.
Guys, editorial question here. So Team USA lost 3-1. They were eliminated from the World Cup. Am I allowed to boo about that? Is that a violation of objectivity, or is it okay for me to boo at that result?
They did well, but freedom to do whatever you would like
to do. I'm booing the fact that the USA, a.k.a. we lost. Boo! All right. So Team USA is out at the World Cup. Now on to what I would call American football. Team USA won, but I'll just call it football right now. In the NFL, the New York Giants downgraded starting right guard Mark Glowinski to questionable with a back injury for tomorrow's game against Washington. Also downgraded receiver Kenny Golladay to questionable because of illness. The Kansas City Chiefs downgraded starting left guard Joe Tooney to questionable for tomorrow's game at Cincinnati with an ankle injury. And NFL media just reported that the Denver Broncos will be placing receiver KJ Hamler on injured reserve after he had a setback with his hamstring injury. The Broncos guys now have more players and more salary on injured reserve than any team in the league. Back to you.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, that there is.
I really thought that Russell Wilson was going to go to Denver this year and have an exceptional season.
Hey, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's a good player, man. He's a good player. But Pete Carroll made him look great. That's a fact. like Pete Carroll again.
Hey, what's up with you and the coaches today?
Bro,
what are you?
Listen,
I understand.
Listen, it's not the coaches.
I just play the game, TJ.
I just give credit where credit is due. When Russell Wilson has the type of success that he had in Seattle, and then he goes to Denver, and it's this. I mean, it's not even apples and oranges, bro. This is apples and beans. It's like, bruh, like. What is this?
I don't understand.
Like, I've never seen anything like this. You're that good for so many years.
Russell
you win
Wilson
a Super Bowl.
A quarterback, man.
And you look like this now? Like, can you ever recall watching football and see a guy switch and change teams?
Year to year? Nah.
And it goes from what he was to what it is now. Can you recall that?
I think he's in shock. First and foremost, I think he's in shock. For him to leave Seattle and to have the type of season that he's having in Denver, I don't think anybody foresaw that. I thought that they would compete in the AFC West to win the division.
And then really it makes it even worse. Look at Geno.
KJ Hamler, Jared Jeudy, those guys on offense.
He doesn't have weapons on offense.
Yeah, he has
weapons on offense.
From a trio standpoint, not a duo. From a trio
His trio is better in Denver.
No, I don't agree.
You think a trio standpoint, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and whomever else is better than KJ Hamler, Cortland Sutton, and Jared Jeudy?
No, he has a better trio in Denver than he has.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes, he has the best three receivers of a trio in Denver that he has in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he's worse. So
what a better defense in Denver.
Yeah, what that tells me is that he needs to get more acclimated in the offense. People are saying that he's making audible calls at the line of scrimmage. But terminology in Seattle that he's using in Denver, it happened to me, and I understand it. Once you're in a system for so long, and I remember being at practice in Pittsburgh, and I had came from New York to the Steelers, and
you went Pittsburgh, and then you left, and then went back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so we used the word Cadillac at the line of scrimmage, and the first thing that comes to my mind is 16-yard dig.
Yep, Cadillac, yeah.
Yeah, Ben gets to the line of scrimmage, he's like, Cadillac. And it's a six-step out. And I'm running to dig, the ball's in the air. Mike Thomas looking at me, yo, what the hell are you doing? He said, Cadillac. So I'm thinking automatically 16-yard dig, but in Pittsburgh, it's a six-step out. I get it. I understand because you and certain offenses use the same terminology, but the different calls. There's only so much you can do within the offense. So what it's telling me is that Russell Wilson is not that bad of a player. He's a great quarterback. So he needs to develop a rapport.
You can't make those mistakes, Plex. You can't make those mistakes as a quarterback. You can't. Not when they give you
all
that money.
He's a better player than what he's playing right now.
He's been a better player than what he's playing. But we know this. If he doesn't figure this out, the fans, his teammates are going to turn on him. And then now he's going to doubt himself. He's
going to
doubt himself. He better figure this out because
I'm glad I ain't out there.
Man, like, you talking a fall from grace?
Ooh, I'd be
man, this Russell Wilson has been a complete shock. But I did pick him to finish last in the division when the season started.
I will say that.
I did do that. So I wouldn't say I'm all the way surprised. Man, we got to take a break. We going to be back. Up on game. Fox Sports Radio. Plaxico Burress. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh. Once again, LeVar Arrington. Is being honored for what he did as a linebacker at Penn State University in college football.
30 years ago.
Congrats to LeVar Arrington. We holding it down for him, man. Like I say, we'll be right back. Fox Sports Radio, up on game.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football, or fighting, or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, Sam, you really be DJing, man. You be on it. You be on the ones and twos. I'm going to give you that. Hey.
Yeah. Ooh, I see you, Sam, on the one and twos, baby.
Yeah, Sam ain't playing. And if you're listening to the podcast, we sorry you can't hear this. It's all right. This for us. Man, welcome back. Welcome back to Up On Gang. We're live from the TireRack.com studio. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh with my dog Plaxico. LeVar's not in today. We got 5 minutes. We're going to be real quick. Before we get to Up On Game, Down On Game.
Before we get to Jordan Love, I just want to send a shout out to my high school, man. I'm back home here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And my high school is playing a Green Run Stallions. They're playing against Maury High School today for the state championship at the Sportsplex. I will be in the building. In the game.
Well, congrats. Hope y'all pull that thing out.
Yeah, man.
Congrats. Moment, good luck to both teams. May everybody stay healthy. I'm going to say, before I ask this question, I'm going to give you my answer. I say yes. The Packers are all but eliminated from the playoffs.
They are.
Do they need to? I like the way Jordan Love looked when he came into the game.
Ooh.
last week. Should they give Jordan Love an opportunity to play to see what they have for the rest of the season?
Man, the Jordan Love sweepstakes is open. Because what he showed me last week, it wasn't even about the stats. It was about the way that he was delivering the football.
He looked good, bro.
He understands concepts, route concepts. He knew exactly what defenses was in every time he was throwing the football.
He looked good.
And listen, if you are a head coach across this league, a la Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh Steelers, what you just saw from Jordan Love the other day, the Sweet Six is wide open. I would give up 2 first-round picks for Jordan Love to lead my organization.
Damn, you jumping in the deep end.
To be a franchise quarterback. Guess what?
Just off of that? Just off the second half?
The Green Bay Packers know that also. That's why they ain't letting them go. Because he is the future franchise quarterback of that organization.
We might not even get to up on game, down on game. When did they know this? Because when did they know this? Because Aaron Rodgers has $59 million guaranteed.
They all looking at this man every day in practice. They are the only one that knows. When he goes out there on the football field and he's making decisions as quickly
exactly.
as he's making them.
So why did they sign Aaron Rodgers to what they signed him for? Like, I'm believing they should go to Jordan Love. But when did they find this out? When did this become an epiphany
because
for
them? I don't believe that Matt LaFleur is that good of a coach. Aaron Rodgers is the reason that Matt LaFleur is winning all these football games. But can he really coach the game is what we want to know. But as far as Jordan Love is concerned, he's a starting quarterback. Not
he looked good.
Packers. And listen, if a team comes in and offers you a first-round pick or a second-round pick,
so let me ask you this,
I guarantee you that the Green Bay Packers do not give this man away.
So let me ask you this. Do you take the cap hit and trade Aaron Rodgers after June 1st? Do you just take the cap hit, trade Aaron Rodgers? Now you got your quarterback for the next 10, 15 years in Jordan Love?
You
can afford to do it. He's making.
They can, but they are so – man, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Green Bay is not going to let Aaron Rodgers go.
Man, they let Brett Favre go.
Nah.
They let Brett Favre go.
It's a whole different situation with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre.
Man,
Aaron Rodgers is actually a better quarterback than Brett Favre.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. I believe the Packers need to see – you need to see more of Jordan Love in game situation. You need to see more because what we saw and what – I like it. It was like, wow. Hey, we did not get into up on game, down on game. Sam, just how we do last week, can you give us that?
Who was Sam?
All right, so LeVar was 2-1 in his picks. He's 15-17 overall totals. He went 3-0, 16-16. TJ, you went 3-0.
Uh-huh.
And you're 19-19. 2-1 on totals there, 21-20, and Plaxico is out. He's at 13-13 and 16-14 on totals.
I'm at the top of the food chain. That's where I belong. I'm always there. Peace. Up on game. We'll see you next week. Y'all stay locked in. Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them?
Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.